Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Tonight, dear children, I, your Heavenly Mother, call you to live in peace, the peace that proceeds from holy love. For this is why God created you. No longer seek a path apart from the Father's divine will. The evil one tempts you to trust in your own intellect. He wants to destroy not only your souls, but all that God has created or ever will create. You must be warriors of love. We must win hearts in order to win this war. The enemy knows well each heart and how best to lead the soul away from the path of holy love. That is why, my children, you must wrap your hearts in my rosary, in many sacrifices and penance. These are your defense, without which you are easy prey for Satan's wiles. My children, tonight I have come to ask the world to give pause to the ways in which the generosity of God the Father is being put to the test. In the Father's infinite love for all of humanity, He has passed many graces through my Immaculate Heart into the world, not the least of which are the heavenly visits here at this site and the messages given. Much, much of what God gives falls into the hands of Satan as he convolutes good to appear evil and uses technology towards his own evil designs. A deadly spirit has grasped the heart of the world, that of self-righteous arrogance. This evil spirit fills the human heart with unwarranted self-importance and an air of always knowing the truth. But much of what the world perceives as truth is really Satan's lies. Because decisions regarding what the Father gives are not formed in holy love, much of what he has given will bring destruction instead of prosperity. You cannot use good towards an evil end and expect a good result. That is Satan's folly. He laughs at these arrogant instruments of his. You cannot read these messages that are revealing to you the path into the divine will and then seek the destruction of the mission itself. You cannot be inspired with modern technology and then use it to destroy the life God gives. These things lead to the destruction of a great number of souls. I am not speaking of lives in human terms, but of eternal souls. Be forewarned. When I speak of a soul's destruction, I do not refer to the soul's annihilation. I speak of the soul's complete ruin before the judgment seat of Christ's divine love. For all truth and all salvation is in divine love. Do not allow the forces of evil to tell you otherwise. Dear children, many of you come here searching for the miraculous, the spectacular. Realize that each present moment is miraculous and spectacular. Each present moment holds the opportunity for your salvation, your holiness, and even your sanctification. Each present moment is filled with the grace of my Immaculate Heart. Each present moment offers you the opportunity to overcome darkness and step into the light. Tonight, my dear little children, I invite you to let God be at the center of your hearts, for he cannot be victorious in the heart of the world until he is victorious in every heart. Let everything you think, say, or do flow from a love of God. Be united in this love and no longer be indifferent towards the graces given to you in each present moment. Forgive the ones who oppose you. God exacts his own justice, which is perfect in its timeliness and prosecution. Do not allow Satan to confuse you as to what you must do and what should be surrendered to God's divine intervention. be at peace. Peace is a sign of Christ's presence within you. Peace flows from holy love. Dear children, I desire to be part of your every present moment. I desire to help you choose your own salvation, holiness, and sanctification. Do not forsake this, my call to you, for fear of loss of reputation, position in the world, or worldly sophistication. No one is above Jesus' call to be childlike. No one can circumvent his moment of judgment before my Son. To hear my call carries with it the responsibility to respond. As little children, come into the arms of the messages here, and I, your mother, will lead you to eternal happiness. Dear children, tonight you are experiencing my tears, which fall copiously from heaven for the unborn. When I appeared under this title in Mexico, I appeared to convert pagan hearts, hearts that never knew Christ and God the Father, that never experienced inspirations from the Holy Spirit. But I appear to you here tonight as I desire very much to convert the hearts of all unbelievers, of those who are reluctant to believe in these apparitions or these messages, and those who reject them out of pride. Dear children, no longer listen to me with indifferent hearts, but become the message of holy and divine love. I beg for your prayers, for so many walk the path to perdition. Tonight I am taking your petitions to heaven with me. I'm blessing you, my little children.